This is the Big Fat Show, 29 minutes after 2 o'clock, Cricket World Cup special. We'll get to the semi-finals a little bit later. We set some homework for our panellists. Wellington Firebirds fast bowler, recent black cap, Hamish Benner, and the sports freak, regular contributed radio sport, Graham Beasley. We wanted a tournament 11 and players you love watching 11. Very, very different set of rules for both, of course. One is based on performance. The other one is just, you know, what attracts your eye. Like a bit of fine art, like Mohammad Shahzad would have been in my players I love watching 11, unless without the Afghanistan expelling him, sending him home with an injury when he states he wasn't injured. Gee, that Afghanistan's been a bit of a train wreck, isn't it?
Well, interesting.
What's going on there?
Because obviously they haven't won a game, but they had three very close games, and they should have beaten Pakistan.
Oh, the worst captaincy decision of the World Cup.
Extraordinary, wasn't it?
Yeah, on a pitch turning square, and the Pakistanis couldn't pick any of their spinners, even their part-timers. And then Gulbuddin brings himself on, not for one, but two overs.
They pushed India very close, and even against West Indies last night. The thing about Afghanistan, there's just something sort of appealingly naive about them. And that's obviously because they haven't got the experience of playing so.
But the selector calling them out publicly three games into a tournament for a team he selected, and then the coach coming out and saying, I'll tell the full story at the end of the tournament.
Isn't that kind of what you want, though?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
As long as you're not actually supporting them.
There's something Football World Cup about that.
Yes, that's right.
Graham, let's get to our Tournament 11. You can go first. We'll open with the openers. Man alive, I don't know how you guys decided upon your openers for this
really
one.
Hard.
You're probably going to cram in three openers, aren't you, Graham?
Well, I was trying to, but you told me before we started I'm not allowed to do that.
I would accept, Louis, will you vouch for this? Someone who bats three, you're allowed to bat four on a team?
That's yeah, sure.
Yeah, but can you have an opener batting at three?
No.
No, you can't.
Right.
Louis said no.
Because the thing is, with one obvious exception, which is New Zealand, pretty much all the other sides, their best batsman, or at least one of their best batsmen, is the opener.
Get over it, mate. You can't pick three openers.
There's a lot to choose before.
Stop.
So,
I don't want to hear.
So
I don't want to hear these reasons.
I had three openers picked in the top three, and I'm going to drop Aaron Finch because he's Australian. And so I'm going to end up with Sharma, who's scored four centuries in seven matches, and Johnny Bairstow, because what Bairstow's done, normally when a player comes out and starts criticising his own media, you know that things are just a complete train wreck. And, you know, you think of Sean Johnson saying, you guys got what you wanted and all that kind of stuff, and you think there's no hope. For him to criticise his own media and then score back-to-back centuries in matches that England had to win, I think has actually been quite
something. So you look past the second ball duck against South Africa, the Royal Duck, he got in another game, I think it was, and actually when he needed to front in two must-win games, he got 100.
Because they were absolute must-win games, and he went out, and he'd gone public and bleated, and I was a bit surprised he did that, actually. And then to turn around and back it up, I think it's been quite something. The person who's probably the unluckiest, apart from Finch, not to make it, is Jason Roy. And I think it was shown when he was injured.
Not David
just
Warner.
How, who?
David Warner.
No, he's been scoring too slowly. and come on, Daniel, you know I'm not going to pick David Warner on the side.
All right, selectors do hold grudges. For you?
Yeah, I've actually gone Finch and Warner.
You've left out Sharma.
Now, Sharma was my sort of talking point, but I'll tell you why I picked Finch and Warner. I've made Finch my captain. I think he's been the best captain in the World Cup. And I went then because their partnership's only been broken twice out of eight games in the first 10 overs. Against the West Indies, 4 for 40 after 10 overs, and then against New Zealand, I think Bolt got Finch out for the 10th over. Before that, they've got through the first 10 overs unscathed. So I think I've gone for the combination.
The combination.
It's hard
to argue what they have done together.
I know you can talk about the scoring and all that sort of stuff, but I think it's obvious. I think Australia have got a game plan of at 30 overs or the second drinks break, they want to be two or three wickets down, and then they want to get Maxwell in.
What have you got against Rohit Sharma? Did he smash you in a game?
No, I've got nothing against Sharma. Oh, he was close. I just thought, it's just that combination, isn't it?
He scored hundreds against South Africa, Pakistan, Bangladesh, sides aren't in the top.
Yeah, I'm not going on with that. I'm just going with the combination of Finch and Warner.
You've made a call.
I've made a call. You can argue it either way. I've gone Shakib at three.
Okay.
Because he's been the best number three, runs-wise, and he's my spinner. Because How good has it been? No spinners in the top 10 wicket takers.
Yeah, that's great.
It's all,
you would like that, wouldn't you?
It's all fast bowling. I think it's actually been a tournament to show that left arm fast bowling is not many people. I don't think many people line the bowling machine up on the other side. I think that's what it's showing.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, we looked at all the results out of England for 4 years prior, and it was, you know, Rashid and Moeen Ali getting a lot of wickets for them. But I think the ICC have prepared.
That's a big difference, isn't it? They've had a say in the way the pitches are prepared.
Prepared pitches where there is a contest between a bat and a ball, and we bag the ICC out for a lot, don't we? You've got to give them credit.
Absolutely.
And also, probably the one thing that hasn't helped the spinners, I know India media's really annoyed about it, is there's always been one small side. Boundary-wise. I know. I mean, they're blowing up about it because they probably can't play their wrist spinners, but yeah, maybe that could be another reason. But
Probably
but,
the
mean,
week of
who
rain.
Who cares? They bowl spin. You know?
I think probably the week
apart
of rain.
Apart from warning, no one
June.
Turns up to watch spin, do they?
And Murali?
Listen, fast bowling
club.
No one's going to write in to Radio Sport or ring up saying, I go to watch spin.
Yeah. Okay. Graham, who's at three for you?
Well, I didn't have a number three until about 20 minutes.
You tried to cram in an opener.
I'm going to put in Kane Williamson. Just, I feel he needs a hug.
Are you worried about too much on his shoulders, not only for this tournament, but in the months and years ahead?
Yeah, a little bit. Yep, but in this 11, he wouldn't have too much on his shoulders at all. There's quite a lot of people to share that round with.
It's been some good threes. Williamson's right up there. Shakib's averaging over 90, though, so it's a pretty good shout. Plus, he does.
Shakib floats a little bit up and down the order, though, doesn't he?
Well, he's been settled at three, more so.
This World Cup has been three. Yeah. It's taken a few years to get him there, but he's finally been.
Is that going to be? Am I going to get told off for that? I've got him batting at five. Is that a problem?
Louis?
No, I'll accept that, actually.
Okay, he will accept that.
Okay, thank you, Louis.
So, for you, who's at four? Who wants to go first?
I've put Kane at four.
We'll accept that.
I was going to have Warner bat three with Rowett opening, but then he brought in the opener rule, so I've got Kane at four, and then...
The opener rule. Funny that.
Yeah, I know. And then, I've sort of come a bit stuck here, because I've got Stokes at five. Because he's been really good with the bat and also can bowl. But then I want to try your Barber in there as well. So
Barber's arm, he's been excellent.
So he could go five if that's allowed, and Stokes six. But if that wasn't allowed, I'd probably go Stokes five, and I might even throw.
So did you say Coley four, was it?
No, I haven't got Coley in my team.
Whoa.
I know.
You'll never get a game in India ever again.
I'm purely going on numbers.
So Williamson's at three.
Shakib at three.
Shakib at three.
Williamson four.
At four.
Yeah.
Five Stokes.
No, I'll go five Barber, eh?
Barber is arm.
Yeah. And I'll go six Stokes. I'll get a county deal, though, at this rate. Maybe not IPL.
Sharma Besso, Williamson.
Coley at four, captain. Oof. Chuck Alassane at five, and I've got Stokes at six.
Yeah.
Well, Stokes has been pretty consistent.
At least we can agree on something.
Yeah, we just shuffle them around.
Yeah.
I mean, when I first had this homework set, I didn't actually think Coley would be in the 11. I didn't really think he'd had a standout tournament. And then I checked the scores, and he's in seven innings, he's passed 55 times. That's pretty important.
Well, he hasn't had time
impressive.
To get 100 because Sharma's been getting 100. So Shikhar Dhawan was in great form.
The problem is he hasn't got 100. Whereas we're used to 100, once every three knocks?
Pretty much.
So when he gets 50, it's still like he's missed out.
To be fair, they...
When you average 60 in one-day cricket, if when you get 50, it's not even worth looking at.
They are pretty impressive top sixes, guys, fair to say. I don't think that we can have too many complaints.
Nah.
Although Sharma and Coley are probably shouting because they've been omitted from one or the other. Wicketkeepers have not had a good tournament.
If they train hard, they can make the 11.
Sharma and Coley.
Yeah.
You're giving them a stern warning.
I'll give them a few throwdowns and see what's happening.
Keepers, who do you pick? Keepers have hardly covered themselves in glory.
I've gone probably more on rep. I've gone Butler. But Alex Carey? He's gone all right, I thought,
for
Australia.
I'm actually going to have Carey.
I think I've been
quite surprised, because I thought that was actually a bit of a weakness in the Australian team. And I think he's been very... He's scored runs when it's mattered.
When we played him in May in that warm-up series when I went over to Australia, he was very good at the death when we played him. So I actually thought a lot of media or maybe the general public would underrate him, but he's actually a quality player, and he's actually not the worst keeper either. So
yeah.
I think he's done well. He's actually quite a key player
part
for
of
him.
Their team, isn't
yeah.
he?
So you're sticking with Butler, though?
I'm saying that I'd stick with Butler.
With that 130 strike rate, that goes all right.
Yeah, he played that good knock when he pulled his quad as well at Cardiff. Can't remember the opposition, but...
Right, we've got four bowlers. You're allowed to choose any bowlers you want. Hamish is clearly going to choose four fast bowlers. Yeah. Though,
I've already got my spinner.
You've already got your spinner. What about for you, Graham?
I actually have got a spinner in there. Opening bowlers, Stark and Bumrah. I mean, imagine if they played for the same team. Both of them, freaks of nature. Just fantastic to watch and extremely consistent. And I wonder if Stark's record in World Cup matches of 13 wickets at 5.5 against New Zealand might continue on Tuesday. So that's obviously the biggest worry as far as we're concerned.
At 5.5?
Yeah.
His career his career World Cup average is 12.
Amazing, eh?
Just extraordinary.
It is. So Stark.
And so he's got the ball swinging again. For the first change bowler, I've got Ferguson. And actually, you know, as we were saying before, I think he's really gone up a level. He has that extra pace. He's got a bit of a slow ball now too, and a cutter as well that he's using correctly. And spinner Imran Tahir, once more for the old man. He has kept South Africa sort of semi in games quite often.
He's got good passion too, doesn't he?
Yeah. And he has a great celebration.
Well, I was about to say, you'd surely get bonus points for the celebration, don't you?
Yeah, it's a bit painful to get out to him, though, wouldn't it?
Okay, so Tahir makes it. So there is a spinner in the Beasley 11. There's not going to be one in this team.
No.
Here we go, Hamish Bennett. Give me your four.
So I'll just go 8, 9, 10, 11 in batting order. I'd go Stark. I've gone Archer, Mark Wood, and Lachie Ferguson. So you've got four bowlers there who can all bowl 150 clips.
So you've just chosen the four fastest bowlers of the tournament.
Well, they're the four leading wicket takers too. And Bumrah, he'd have to train hard, but he's just missed out. I'd love to have Bumrah in there, but I've purely sort of just gone on numbers for the tournament.
Yeah.
Haven't gone on. I would have Bumrah in there generally, but I've just gone on the numbers. I just love how Archer, I mean, looks effortless, doesn't it? When you watch him bowl and it comes up on the radar like 148, you're like, what's happening here? Got to be an error. And then it comes up 151, and then 141.
It was a big coup for England getting a hold of him.
Oh, and then Mark
sort of
Wood.
The final piece in the puzzle.
Mark Wood's changed his run-up to actually running on to his run-up now. And then he's bowled a ball at 154. He's been great through the middle for England. And then you hit the nail on the head with Lockie as well. Mark Wood's probably been the England version of Lockie. They've played that same role. I reckon Stark and Archer with the new ball, I don't think you'd have too many openers lining up. Rowett might line up. If he lined up, he could make this 11.
In the B team.
Yeah, in the B team. In the first play, the seconds in a warm-up game.
Right, someone would like to know if Best I can play as a keeper. No, he's got to keep.
We've been staunch on that one, haven't we?
You've got to keep, and you've got to be an opener.
Besto,
someone's trying to jam him in as a keeper and, you know, drops Kerry or Butler, but he hasn't worn the gloves at all.
You can't drop Butler on rep. He's in there.
Well,
but you could, yeah.
Oh, Kerry's only averaging 60.
Besto did keep a game though, didn't he? Mm.
We will take. Did he?
Yeah, when he might have kept two games. He did when Butler got injured, and then next game.
Well done, great knowledge, Texter.
Great knowledge. Okay, well, he's certainly interesting because he'd be quite handy coming in at 7.
That's changed your dynamic, isn't it?
We will take a short break. Players we've loved watching, not necessarily the most successful players.
No.
Back after the break. This is Radio Sport.